Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for listening. And every Monday, about this time, about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon, we like to pause for a moment, tell you what's going on. And there's a lot going on to talk about. Roger Lundquist always joins us, General Manager at Your Network of Praise. A couple of things we really want to focus in on. Roger, first of all, a big event happened while I was sleeping for Africa.
Well, that's right. In the middle of the night, the update went through on radioafrica.fm, our podcast site for Africa, and that enabled language number 5 to go live on the podcast network. So as of just a matter of hours ago, the Hausa language is now up and running on radioafrica.fm, enabling the 51 million Hausa speakers in Africa to have access to that content. So that was a great way to start the week, Dave.
Yeah, boy, that opens a door to millions more. That's incredible. And it was exciting. Last week, we were saying that, you know, we had this with the intention of folks in Africa listening, but folks from elsewhere also checking that all out. So God has answered your prayers.
Well, he has. And, you know, we are able to access stats that show where the listenership and downloads are taking place. And it's interesting that in one of the 5 languages that we're broadcasting, Canada is actually one of the main locations for downloads. And we know that oftentimes people from that part of the world are coming to the United States and to Africa. And among the Swahili-speaking people, there are actually quite a few in Canada that are downloading the programming. And that, Dave, I think is one of the things that really underscores the unique tool that God has given us of having a podcast network, because it's not limited to where a radio signal goes or anything else. Anywhere someone has access to the internet or cell service, they can get on radioafrica.fm and listen to or download the programming. So we are very excited, and we shared a few weeks ago, as we look at those stats, we see people in places like Egypt and China and Iran and Russia and many countries across Africa, then quite a few in the United States as well as Canada, and places in Europe that we would never have imagined. But the Lord is using that tool. Continue praying that that more people will be finding it and drawn to it. Right now, interestingly enough, about 20% of the use of radioafrica.fm is coming through Google. So we see people are Googling something that maybe it's Bible in Swahili or now Bible in Hausa. And about 20% of the use so far is coming through people who are finding it on Google. So we're excited about that, but just pray that God will draw people to it, especially now that we have a 5th language up and running as of just a few hours ago.
Amen. That's exciting. And again, yeah, just a few hours old. Now, Roger, there's another thing we want to talk about. This is a huge event for us. 1 week from today, it's our Thanksgiving week outreach.
Yeah, and we are so excited to be working with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, their On Eagle's Wings program. They have, again, a ministry that is very special, very unique, and it's reaching kind of a hard-to-reach group, and that is the Native American population of the U.S. The On Eagle's Wings ministry has done a tremendous thing. This is the second time that we will have had them come in to share what their ministry is doing and invite YNOP listeners to participate. This year, very specifically, they just opened the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. And this is a very special place. They can take 12 students per year. They're right now just a couple months into their second year of operation. And they give them really an incredible time of spiritual growth and leadership training and a lot of things that will enable these young people to go back to their homes and to be the leaders in their communities, and more specifically, Christian leaders who will make a difference in the locations that they go back to. And among the 12 students that they have currently, they have many different tribes represented. They're very excited about this work, but one of the challenges is the young people who are coming in are not in a place where they can bring the $15,000 and cover the costs. And so that's where we come in. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has brought the costs down as low as possible, but for food and shelter and all the other costs of the schooling, it's $15,000 per year per student. So you do the math, and Dave, that's $180,000 that just got added to their budget for their ministry. Yeah. And so we're really excited that Ron Hutchcraft is going to be coming up along with Wes and Nick, two Native American young people who have been part of the training. They're going to be joining us in the studio next Monday for the Thanksgiving Week Outreach. And during the broadcast, we're going to have some really special opportunities for YNOP listeners to help these young people get through the program, those who will be coming in next year. We have a large amount of matching funds available that Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has arranged for. Their donor base is joining up. They want to encourage YNOP listeners to join in. And as we partner together, our goal is to get as many students sponsored for next year as possible. And that'll be the focus. It's going to be a great time. You'll want to be tuned in just to hear what Ron Hutchcraft and Wes and Nick have to say. And be looking forward to a time of opportunity to serve others and an opportunity to be personally blessed as you hear what God is doing there.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that is wonderful. Again, we look forward to this week every year, and what a great focus it is this year. Now, you can, again, tune in the Monday of Thanksgiving week just during the morning hours from 6 to noon and open up your hearts to equipping young Native Americans to share the gospel.
Yeah, and in fact, between now and then, if you have a minute to go to YNOP.org, click on the Thanksgiving Week Outreach link on the front page of the website, and you'll see a picture of Ron Hutchcraft and Wes and Nick, and then you'll also find a slideshow and a description of what the work is that they're currently doing. The slideshow shows just pictures of the facility and some of the students who are currently there. And then there's also a video that gives you a good understanding of what the Leadership Center is all about. So if you have a chance, just go to YNOP.org and take a look at the pictures and the video, and I think that's going to inspire you. And then next week, Monday morning next week, be sure to be tuned in. I think it's going to be a great time, Dave.
You bet. 1 week from today, just during the morning hours, and gather the family around. It's going to be terrific. Thanksgiving's almost here. All right. Thanks, Roger. Our network update every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon here on Your Network of Praise. And of course, if you missed it, you can go back and listen to the whole thing on our podcast page at ynop.org, and we'll be posting it on Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org. So you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.